The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
What it is.
How was your Thanksgiving, sir?
Not bad. Ate a bunch.
Drank a little wild turkey.
I didn't drink anything.
I'm proud of you, Tom.
I'm on the wagon, sir.
Wow.
Yeah.
There goes our Irish listeners.
No.
Both of them.
Both of them. Fuck.
Well, my dinner we're doing tonight because of work schedules and all that good stuff, so I'm sure mine will be fantastic, but all right, this week's show is going to be a little different. Some news, a little bit. Top 10 list is going to be things we're grateful for, and we'll answer your listener questions. Pretty much we both were burned out on the constant, just overwhelming negative bullshit.
The barrage of shit.
Yeah. And it, I don't know how people that do it like daily don't go crazy. Like legitimately insane.
You know, somebody cut my Christmas lights.
Seriously?
I'm dead serious. Right out in front, right next to the house.
And the season's off to a great start.
It is.
Yeah. Fantastic.
That did great.
Yeah. But, yeah, so this is going to be kind of a fun little episode, and just everybody just Thanksgiving weekend, just kind of reset, take a break, do easy this week. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome.
All right, well, let's start with TV news. Speaking of Christmas Air events, a buyer shouted out with glee, and then they paid $368,000. You know what for?
Panties.
It's not Japan.
Oh, fuck.
The Rudolph and Santa Claus figures used in the Christmas specials, Rudolph, Red-Nosed Reindeer, the original.
The Rankin figures. And Bass?
Yes.
Holy shit.
This went past the projected sale price, but was between $150,000 and $200,000. This was Friday at Icons and Legends of Hollywood. Held the auction. It was by Profiles in History. The buyer was not identified. The seller, Peter Lutario of New York, who's 65, told the Associated Press before the auction that he thought he would never part with the dolls, but wanted to make sure his children and grandchildren were taken care of with the money. The figures were among several used to make the 1964 stop-motion animated television special.
That's cool.
That is very cool. Next story we have this week. Jeopardy! Producers announced that Ken Jennings, who won 74 games in a row and claimed the show's greatest of all time title in a competition last year, will be an interim host of the show when they go back into production on actually tomorrow. A long-term host to replace Trebek will be named later.
No shit.
Yeah, so I think it'll end up being him for the permanent host, but that LeVar Burton thing still makes a lot of sense, too.
Yeah, LeVar Burton.
I'm good either way. Unless they throw some weird, you know, hey, it's James Corden. I'm like, ah, fuck it. Then I just won't watch Jeopardy.
Jesus, could you imagine?
Sadly, yes. But I think Jennings or Jordy, I about called him Kunta. It ain't that type of show this week. Yeah. I'm good either way. Next story here, we kind of have some sad news this week. An actor by the name of David Hemblin died. He was 17. You probably, if you remember an old show called Earth Final Conflict, which was actually based off Gene Roddenberry's original Star Trek ideas, you might remember him, but you probably most remember him. He was the voice of Magneto on X-Men the Animated Series. Passed away at the age of 79 this week.
That sucks.
Yeah. We knew that the station or network, whatever the hell they call TV things is now, G4 was coming back. And on Thanksgiving, they did a very special G4 holiday reunion special that was on YouTube. And they announced their very first new on-air talent. Vince? It's a New Day. Yes, it is.
Oh, New Day?
It's Xavier Woods from New Day will be an on-air talent for G4's return.
I'm totally all right with that.
He did it. The boyhood dream has come true. So, good for Creed. That's good. He's probably more happy with that than wrestling, to be honest with you.
Ain't it shit.
Animaniacs is back on Hulu. And fans were left confused on the 23rd after episode 6 was temporarily removed from Hulu. The reason, as fans quickly deduced, was thanks to the episode's Pinky and the Brain segment, which featured a brain-starring TV commercial that included a supposedly fictional phone number and address. Yeah, the fictional phone number turned out not to be fictional, as fans who tried phoning the number found out, instead of getting a funny Animaniacs-themed message or something like that, it was a phone sex line. As a result, Hulu temporarily took down the episode, and the next day it was back up with the number edited out.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Guess who's not watching that show now?
It's a kid's show.
It's a kid's show. You fucking knew. You fucking knew what number you were putting on there.
Yeah. I would like what to say it's fuck? An accident, but I've seen Disney things before.
There's yeah, this is it's not an accident. You fuckers yeah. knew.
Last thing for TV news this week. The producers of the BBC series Doctor Who announced that one of the fan favorites are coming back for the what they now call the holiday special. It actually used to be called the Christmas episode. The episode title will be called Revolution of the Daleks. Jodie Whittaker's 13th Doctor will be joined by Captain Jack Harkness, who will be played by John Barrowman. That's He's cool. coming back for the holiday special. Very cool. I might watch that one. Might.
No.
It might be an icy one, but I might get it. Movie news this week. We're getting a new Disney's 20th Century Studios, which pretty much used to be Fox for you following along at home, is making a fifth Predator movie.
No.
Dan Trachtenberg, who directed 10 Cloverfield Lane, is going to direct. And Patrick Aison, whose TV credits, including Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, Treadstone, and Kingdom, has been hired to write the script. So,
I thought you said this show was going to be nothing but good news.
You know how hard it is to find good news nowadays? James Bond star and pretty much one of my favorite actors, Mads Mikkelsen, will replace Johnny Depp in Fantastic Beasts franchise. Warner Brothers announced in a press release, Depp exited Fantastic Beasts following his failed libel case against the Sun tabloid newspaper for a 2018 article that called him a wife beater. The actor departed the role of the dark wizard Grindelwald after the studio requested his resignation. So, Mads is picking it up, which, good for Mads. Get that check.
He should have actually beat her.
Yeah. What's all come out in court? You know.
I mean, wasn't she beating the shit out of him?
Yes.
And then he gets the blame for it.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Not really. It's sad.
Male patriarchy, boy. Woo!
Yeah. If you have HBO Max, two comic book fan favorite 1990s movies are coming your way next month. The Oh My God, Your Eyes Are Gonna Burn Because of the CGI Cape Spawn movie.
Hey, fuck you. The Spawn movie was awesome.
I liked it, but man, that cape just burns your retinas because it was CG at the time. The Michael J. White one and Brandon Lee's The Crow will both be coming to HBO Max in December.
Oh, I've got that on DVD.
What, Crow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
I've got all blue. Four of them. I got the box set.
Yeah.
Is it four?
Crow City of Angels, Crow Wicked Prayer, and Crow...
The last one's got Kirsten Dunst in it.
No, there's one after that.
Is there?
Yes, because it's Edward Furlong and David Boreanaz.
I don't have that one.
Where Furlong becomes the Crow.
I don't have that one. That
one's not so good. And Tara Reid's in it, I think. So,
oof.
There you go. Yeah.
there you go, kids.
Sad news here to finish off movie news. This just broke this morning. Darth Vader has passed away.
Oh, damn it.
David Prowse, the English actor best known for playing Vader in the original trilogy, passed away at the age of 85. So.
Didn't get paid for it either.
No. Nope. Sure didn't. All right, let's go to comic book news this week. Marvel Comics is continuing their kind of reshuffling of their Mutant X-Men franchise. The current Dawn of X X-Men era will come to an end next month, giving way to a new post-X of Swords under the banner that will be called Reign of X. Apparently, Reign of X will kick off next week. There was teaser art released. Basically, there's a whole lot going on in this artwork. And basically, we're going to get Wolverine back as Patch. He'll be teaming up with Maverick. That's going to be in the Wolverine book. Jim Jaspers, who rules Otherworld's Bizarre Crooked Market, is in the artwork. Newlywed Cypher and Bay the Blood Moon. Nightcrawler holding a book that apparently it's being teased that it's Apocalypse's Book of Mutant Magic. M being taught by Archangel. Professor X's son Legion. What looks to be Proteus shooting energy out of his eyes and mouth. Villains Nimrod, Shadow King, and Arcade. Legion, Shadow King, and Arcade are going to be new since they kind of rebooted the X-Men. So. I don't know. We'll find out. Last thing here for comic book news this week. Marvel has canceled four of its upcoming titles, including a Star Wars Rise of Skywalker movie adaptation and the ongoing Morbius series. Other titles being canceled include The Amazing Spider-Man Daily Bugle, that miniseries, and the Dark Agnes miniseries based on the Robert E. Howard character. All four series were solicited before the COVID nonsense and were placed on a two-month hiatus alongside the rest of the Marvel titles. While publication resumed in late summer, these four have remained unsolicited. So it looks like they are just canceled. So
nobody wants them anyway.
There's so many damn Spider-Man books out now, and really nobody wants the Rise of Skywalker anything.
No, nobody wants that. Why would you even try to make it?
Yeah. Your recommendations for books that came out this week: Snake Eyes, Dead Game Issue 3, Power Pack Miniseries Issue 1 of 5, Fantastic Four Antithesis. This finishes off this miniseries with Issue 4 of 4. Doctor Doom Issue 9, Maestro Issue 4 of 5, Injustice Year 0 Issue 11, Batman Beyond Issue 49, Red Hood Issue 51, Dark Knight's Death Metal, The Multiverse Who Laughs Issue 1. They put way too many words in those Dark Knight's titles. Detective Comics 1031 and Legion of Superheroes issue 11. So, and if the Doom Book was the one I got this week, got meaning online. Apparently, he has a Silver Surfer trapped and is taking his power.
Now, how the hell is he doing that?
Well, he's Dr. Doom.
Oh, that's right. The most OP character in DC.
In Marvel. Yeah, he's basically right. Evil Batman. So, whereas Batman is OP for DC, Doom is for Marvel. Wrestling news this week. Just a couple stories that I saw. The NWA has announced that next week, actually on Tuesday upcoming, they're doing a new weekly show that will be called Shockwave on their YouTube channel. And we got new details regarding Triple Mania in Mexico. AAA Triple Mania will take place on December 26th. The event will be held behind closed doors, meaning no fans in attendance. AAA is yet to actually say that's a hard date, but that's what everybody's saying. At the press conference in October, they were saying they were hoping to run fans at Arena Mexico, pending health conditions with COVID, but Mexico City is apparently still in orange, and it would have to drop to yellow before fans would be allowed. So chances are no fans for Triple Mania. The lineup as of now announced matches, Kenny Omega will defend the AAA Mega Championship against the Laredo Kid, Chessman and Pagano in a hair versus hair match, and the Marvel tie-in match, where it is Spider-Man and Captain America versus Thanos and Venom in a tag match. But it's also being reported that Taya Valkyrie will defend her AAA Reina de Reyes championship against Lady Shani. So I'm actually, I try to watch Triple Mania every year just because always something bizarre happens. And I'm actually wondering how this Marvel match is going to come out. So we'll see. That's it for wrestling news. Vince, you got anything for video games this week?
Do I?
A question.
Red Dead Redemption 2 online. The multiplayer mode will soon be available to purchase on its own for PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X. Rockstar is officially decoupling Red Dead Online from Red Dead Redemption 2. That means you'll be able to buy the online multiplayer mode as a standalone on all the platforms. The new standalone version of Red Dead Online launches on December 1st and will cost 20 bones. However, for the first few months of availability from launch until February 15th, it will be 75% off, selling for just $5.
That's good, isn't it?
I guess it's kind of a, I don't know. It's okay, but it's not. I don't know. I like the single player. It's a good single player game. The multiplayer is wonky. Fallout 76 Steel Dawn DLC is now coming out tonight instead of next week. That was a week ago. It's out.
It's out. It's out. Surprise.
Hey. For Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Nintendo Switch games. For Fire Emblem, Three Houses, The Hyrule Warriors, Age of Calamity, here are the best Nintendo Switch game deals for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Hyrule Warriors is $50, was $60. New Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe is $27 instead of $60. Fire Emblem is $27. Legend of Zelda. Link's Awakening. $40.
Really?
Yeah, that's a I want that.
That's a good price. That's
Witcher 3 is $40. Luigi's Mansion's $40. Yeah, for the Legend of Zelda, the Link one is $40. It was $60. Yeah, I might have to buy that.
You have a Switch, don't you?
I do have a Switch, and I've been playing this game. Oh, what's it called? Mario 35. It's like the 35th anniversary Mario game, but there's 35 other players, and you every time you kill a Koopa or something, it sends it to their map, so it fucks with them.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd have been playing that. It's quite sad, actually.
Why is it sad?
It's sad because I've been playing this old-school-looking game on new equipment.
Ah.
That's why it's sad. It's awful. Last thing I've got, Among Us has officially shot 100 million players into space. If sus and vent mean nothing to you, then somehow you've missed out on the smash hit multiplayer game Among Us. But
sweet, I've missed out.
But with numbers playing the online game heading toward 100 million, maybe you'll find out before Christmas how good you are at being an imposter. Yeah. Good shit.
I've seen people playing it, but
we play the fuck out of that game.
Really?
Oh yeah. Me and the kids will sit there and play. And then, you know, one of us will be imposter, so we know who the imposter is, and then we'll fuck with everybody else.
Ah.
That's how you do it. You get five or six people in a game and you just fuck with everybody.
Well yeah, that's the fun of it.
Yeah, that's the fun of it.
You said that was all you had?
That's it.
Well, I have something for game news, but not video game news. If you play Magic the Gathering, they've done a bunch of crossovers over the years, like Walking Dead, My Little Pony, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now Wizards of the Coast is opting to take the scenic route with the reveal of a new collaboration with the soothing artwork, Vince, a famed painter, Bob Ross.
Oh my god, dude.
The Magic card set called The Happy Little Gathering, partnership between Ross and Magic's Secret Lair imprint, will feature 11 of Ross's iconic landscape paintings, with each representing the game's 5 land types, as well as an all-encompassing Evolving Wilds card. Each card is confirmed to be fully playable and displays unique landscape artwork, save for Evolving Wilds, which appears to feature multiple regions in a single setting. So, let's see. According to the store page for Happy Little Gathering, the limited edition Bob Ross set will only be available for a 2-week period starting tomorrow, going up to the 14th. During this time, the 11-card deck can be purchased standard edition for $30, foil edition for $40. So, in each version, each collection includes 5 redeemable codes for Bob Ross Basic Lands and Magic the Gathering Arena, along with another 5 codes redeemable in Magic the Gathering Online. So,
that sounds ridiculous.
I would like to tap Happy Little Trees. That's awesome.
What is people's obsession with that fucker?
Dude, he puts people to sleep. I love Bob Ross.
I like Bob Ross, but it's just not...
Well, now the trust or the family is just cashing in, so... Fuck it. Make your money while you can.
Like Jeff Buckley's mom.
Yeah.
He's got a recording of him sitting on a toilet. Boy, she's out there putting it on a fucking album.
Yeah.
And dumbasses like me will go out and get it.
Yeah, well, speaking of music, let's just go right into it.
You like that? That's segue.
That's segue. 6 years in, we finally figured one out. Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols. Apparently, he took in a bunch of squirrels. He lives in L.A. Of course, he does. And, the squirrels apparently had fleas. And he's got flea bites on his dick. He said is not going to blame the poor squirrels. The bites, the itching is horrible. It's a proxy thing to get caught out on. The only way around it, because I'm not going to blame the poor little squirrels, is to Vaseline my legs and other parts.
So, okay, so let me. How the fuck did he get squirrel flea bites on his dick?
That's the question. That's the question.
You fuckers keep them as pets. We eat them.
Yeah.
They are rodents, for Christ's sake.
That's true. Eric Clapton and Van Morrison have teamed up to record a new song called Stand and Deliver. Sale of the song will help benefit Morrison's Lockdown Financial Hardship Fund, which helps musicians unemployed due to the corona nonsense. Morrison previously released the similarly themed anti-quarantine songs Born to Be Free, As I Walked Out, and No More Lockdown. There are many of us who support Van and his endeavors to save live music. He is an inspiration, Clapton said. We must stand up and be counted because we need to find a way out of this mess. The alternative is not worth thinking about. Live music might never recover. So that should be out on all the things Tuesday, I think. So, Vince, I didn't know this till the other day. But this week, the Grammy nominations came out.
Oh, fuck. Here it comes.
Wow, I don't know hardly any. Let's see. Record of the Year, Beyonce for Black Parade. Something called Black Pumas with Colors. Da Baby featuring Roddy Ricch with Rockstar. Doja Cat with Say So. Billie Eilish with Everything I Wanted. Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now. Post Malone for Circles. And Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce for Savage. Now, I've heard of a couple of those names. Like Post Malone, I know. Beyonce, of course, you know of. But yikes. All right, let's go through here.
Oh, do we have to?
I'm just.
You keep saying this is going to be a good show, and you bring this shit up.
I'm scanning quickly for the rock category, because that's really the only one.
There's still a rock category? I thought it was too white.
Yes, here we go. Best rock performance. Are you ready?
No, I guess.
Fiona Apple for Shamika.
Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
Best metal performance.
Big Thief for Knot. Phoebe Bridgers for Kyoto. Chaim. The jokes write themselves sometimes. Chaim. For The Steps. Brittany Howard for Stay High. And Grace Potter for Daylight.
All rock, right?
That it's under a rock category.
All women.
It sure looks that way. All right, let's go. Best metal. Here we go. All right, finally.
All women.
Bum Rush by Body Count. Imagine if Ice-T gets a Best Metal Grammy. That'd be awesome. Sorry. Code Orange for Underneath. In This Moment for The In-Between. Poppy for Blood Money. And Power Trip for Executioner's Tax. I only know a couple of those. Best Rock Album.
So no men.
How's Sturgill Simpson in a rock category?
I don't know. So what they've done is they've pretty much said, we're not going to have any men have any of this shit.
Yeah,
that's it.
What? Yeah, that's, wow. I know nothing of new music.
New music sucks. Thanks, ladies, for fucking everything up.
I wasn't going to go that far, but
I will. Music sucks.
Yeah. All right, I ain't going around the rest of these. Hopefully Bill Burr wins for Best Comedy Album for Paper Tiger. So other than that, yeah, everything else is horrible. So, all right, we need good music, Vince. We're going to take a break here and go to Song of the Week. Vince, play something happy.
I will.
A good happy song.
Okay.
And then we'll be back with the top 10 things we're grateful for.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey. My little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey.
Well,
forgot all about it for a month and a half. Hubba, 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 hubba. I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, The Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week. Things we are grateful for. Figured it was kind of a week to look back and...
It is Thanksgiving week.
It is Thanksgiving week. It's been a crazy year, to say the least. So a good time to look back and go, you know what? No matter how wacky, bad, nonsense world we live in, there are still some things out there we should be grateful for. So, Vince, what is your number 10?
Good health. Relatively good health.
Relatively good health. That's a very good pick. Health actually did not make my list.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. Yeah. I got one goof answer here, and that is my number 10. Blowjobs and the women that give them.
Sure.
So, you know, it's the little things in life that make guys happy.
Right.
All right. Number 9.
Aliens.
Your crazy haired Greek guy showing.
I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens.
But it was aliens. So
the whole year, man, they just got swept under the rug, didn't it?
Yeah.
We have UFOs.
Yeah, crickets. Look at this virus thing.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
My number nine, the internet. For the ability to filter through BS and find truth that is actually backed up with proof and the unlimited amount of porn. So
right.
Yep. And connecting with people, and yeah, the internet can be used for good things, kids. Number eight,
the cat. She's all right.
Your cat.
Our cat. My cat.
Okay. The cat. I didn't know if you meant like Jerry Lawler's ex-wife or something.
The cats. The cats movie. I'm grateful for the cats movie.
Now you're just a liar. All right. My number eight here, logic. Being able to see things that people and the media say is true, but just don't make sense and you can't back it up. A lot of people don't have logic or common sense anymore. So I am grateful that I still have some logic. Number seven.
Modern medicine, if they ever use it.
Didn't make my list, but that's a very good pick.
Yeah. We have cures for certain things they don't just want to give us. So.
That's true. Magic Johnson, cough, cough.
Yeah, yeah. Take this pill. It's been around for 75 years. It will work.
All right.
We can't do that.
All right. My number seven here. Vince, you're on my list. But it is your love of the New Day.
I love New Day.
I am grateful for your love of the New Day, therefore getting you kind of, sort of, back into wrestling.
Which I don't watch, so.
I know.
I just know New Day.
There you go. Well, it's a start.
Right.
All right. Number six.
Music. My music. Old music.
Yeah, old music.
One or two things I actually like, because this new shit sucks balls.
Yeah, nothing that was Grammy nominated. So
damn.
That was horrible. My number six, where I live. We are out of city, and it is so much better not having to have the local youths walking by at 1 o'clock chanting, kill the white people. So,
yeah. You didn't take a shot?
No.
You pussy.
Yeah. Ammo is expensive. And it's hard to find. So, all right. What's your number five?
Electricity.
Electricity is important. Yeah.
I love electricity. And electricians.
Yes.
Good luck finding them.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. I'm grateful for that back massage I just got, but that's not on my list. So, all right, we'll be up to five. I am grateful for you, the listener. Whether you agree with us politically, not politically, if you listen to the show, I pretty much count you as good people. So, good people got to stick together, especially now. So, granted, I wish there was more of you, the listener, but, you know.
It's not like we're getting paid for this.
Yeah, you know how in debt I am because of this show?
Yeah, I know.
$10.
And we don't ask for money either, which is...
No. We tried t-shirts once, it failed.
Yeah.
Fuck T-Chip.
Yeah, no shit.
Tony's laughing at that, it's good. So, all right, what's your number four?
Waking up today.
Yeah. That's a fantastic answer.
That's a wonderful... Yeah, but even though, you know... Not waking up either is,
some days you wake up and go, fuck, still here.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. My number four, still having some freedoms in the U.S.
Hey, that kind of ties into my number three, where I live.
Yeah. For a lot of our international listeners, I don't quite understand. I don't think they understand just how freedom-loving Americans are. Because a lot of other countries, people are so dependent on the government. But here, at least for now, we can still pretty much say what we want, do what we want, live how kind of we want. It ain't perfect, but I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Looking at you, Canada. Number three.
Where I live.
Oh, that was my, your three.
Italian, yeah.
Yeah. My number three, The Friends. Right. Grateful for The Friends.
The TV show? It wasn't that good.
It wasn't that good, but the Jennifer Aniston scenes, because it was usually cold in the apartments.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's so much nipples in that show.
Like glass cutters. Yeah, just fantastic.
That's why everybody watched it, was for
nipples. Yeah, it really was. Yeah, there you go. There's a reason she got paid a lot of money. Number two.
Vince. Having a home.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere to live.
Yep. That's... Unless you've been without, you really don't, right. You know?
You don't know.
You don't know, yeah. My number two, Girlfriend in the Family. That's, you know. You got to have that support system around you.
That's my number one. Not the girlfriend, but my family.
Yeah.
Number one, my family.
Yep. You got a pretty good family there, Vince.
Sometimes.
Your brother's a little wonky.
That ain't no shit.
He's kind of like Hacksaw Jim Duggan's other eye. Just kind of mm-hmm. wanders off and does its own thing.
That's right.
My number one, God. I think as I get older, I've come really back around to God and faith and all that. A lot of people don't. I get it. You can do you. For me, really, it gets you through some things, so... So God is my number one there. So, all right, let's get to some listener picks. Elizabeth said her cats, friends, Trump being voted out. Sorry, not sorry. WWE Network for all the old school wrestling she's been watching. Food, having a job, getting a chance to adventure before it was taken away. Ronnie, friends, family, my lovely wife, my radio shows, my video game collection. Which I'm surprised Vince's video game collection didn't make his list.
Well, it's not really up there with the things I'm really, really thankful for.
Yeah.
I try to be, like, serious about it, so.
Yeah. Well, I said it's an off week, so.
Right.
Roboto said friends and family, having a job throughout the pandemic, his growing library of Switch games, and discovering a side of me I didn't know existed at the gym. So getting your health back in order. That's a good one there.
No shit. You're going to the gym?
Yeah.
Wow.
Roboto will one day be strongest of us all.
Fuck.
That's keep lifting, scary. Kid. We need more good people on our side strong.
We need muscle.
We need the muscle. Chris came in with, in no particular order except for one. He has you at number 10, Vince.
Oh, yeah.
Me at number 9.
Hey, fucker.
Somehow he put Juan at 8. But then he said no particular order. So, okay. Is 7, he has Queen, specifically Freddie Mercury's voice. Number 6, he has Hillary losing the 2016 election. the time that I've gotten to spend in and upon this magnificent creation. So, being alive, that's a good one. 4, he says his family. 3, ability to reason. 2, free will. And 1, the hard things that have happened in life. Because going through the hard things make you truly appreciate the good stuff. So that's a very good answer, Chris. Handsome Dan here is grateful for his hot wife, his words. My plethora of children that are all healthy, thank God, with their own unique attitudes and personalities. His mom's boyfriend, who's a good guy. His in-laws, even though they don't see eye to eye politically, they're always there for him. Social media, while I hate lots of it, it's the only place I have actual friends. You are a W employee. We love you, Dan.
Man, no shit.
And he says he finishes off here with the motherfucking inconclusive podcast. So.
Goddamn right.
We love you, Lopez, and we love all you listeners. Thank you for your input this week on our top 10. And I really like Chris's answer of all the hard shit everybody has gone through. It really does make you just kind of go, you know what? I do got a roof over my head. I got a job. Things could be a whole lot worse. I'm grateful for what I got. So, very good. Let's get to listener questions this week. Handsome Dan has a then, now, or never, Vince. This is the Arnold Side Babes edition. Elpidia Carrillo, who was Anna from Predator. Maria Conchita Alonso, Amber from The Running Man. Or Rachel Ticotin, Melina from Total Recall.
She's got to go.
You do. No, it's a then, now, never.
Oh, okay. You want sorry, sorry,
but
sorry.
You got to do it for each one. So Anna from Predator.
Now.
Yeah, I'm going to say now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at pictures and that's. Yeah, I'm good with that right now.
Yeah, now. And then I would do, what's her name from The Running Man?
Amber from The Running Man.
Yeah. Because she was hot.
I'm going to say then.
Yeah, that's all right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say then. And Rachel Ticotin, who was Melina in Total Recall.
I mean, she's pretty, but she's not, you know.
I'm going to go with then. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
She was in Falling Down, too.
Was she?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with then. So. All right. Next question here. Last question this week comes in from Roboto. Or no, we have two more questions. Sorry. Roboto's question is, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. Have you ever shopped for gifts on any of these days? I've done Small Business Saturday. I've done Cyber Monday. And I think I've done Black Friday once. But after you work enough blitzes or Black Fridays, you don't want nothing to do with the horde of massive people that are terrible.
You remember that one Black Friday we worked and they put the TVs in produce and that lady tried to cut in line?
Yes, I was there for that with your brother.
Yeah.
And no, Copperfield came in later. Yeah, it was me and your brother. Yeah, that almost started a knockdown drag out. Over a TV.
I didn't even know what was going on.
No.
I was just standing hollering. Up front. I was like, guys, just shut up.
Yeah. You work enough of them, you're just like, you try to get a little numb to it, but you're still like, you guys are just a thundering herd of asses.
You know, and what kills me is like years ago when we were doing it, we were like, why don't they just do it for the whole month? They make enough of these to where.
Yep.
And now that they're fucking boomer remover is hit.
Yep. And our idea is taken off. So. Right.
Fuckers.
Yep. All right. Last question this week came in from Twitter. I know you guys watched The Mandalorian. So I was wondering, what were your thoughts of the latest episode with Rosario Dawson? And they finally gave Baby Yoda's real name. Vince?
I liked it. I thought it was a good episode. A lot of people are like, well, they got a black woman to play Ahsoka. I'm like, you couldn't even tell.
It fits.
It fits. It worked.
She looked good.
It looked just like the damn character on Clone Wars.
Except I'm seeing people online who nitpick at every little thing. Well, her things weren't long enough. Her, like, tentacles on her head. I know that ain't the right word.
Right.
But they were longer in Clone Wars. I don't like it. I'm like, Jesus, you got live action Ahsoka. Why are you complaining?
And Bo-Katan fucking two episodes ago.
Yeah. She's dead on perfect.
And then she fucking dropped Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Yeah.
Like, oh fuck, we're getting Thrawn.
If we get Thrawn, because I still want it to either be Matt Smith or Pierce Brosnan as Thrawn.
Yeah.
Oh, you I'd imagine? Be so happy. Yes. Come on, Filoni. You're doing so good. You and Favreau.
Yeah,
that's what I'm grateful for in TV stuff is that...
Fucking Mandalorian?
Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau have taken a franchise that the sequel trilogy damn near killed. That thing was on life support after the Rey Skywalker nonsense. And they're like, hey, look over here. Look at Baby Yoda. Look at this Mandalorian. And everybody's like, oh, this is good. Thank God. And they all went over to here. Yeah. Thank you, Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau. What do you think about Baby Yoda's real name? I don't know if we want to actually do the spoiler and say it.
It's all right.
But Steve's just a weird name.
Yeah. Bob. His name is Bob.
I was really hoping they were going to name him Steve Dave.
Steve Dave. That would have been awesome.
That way Mando could get, tell him Steve Dave. And, yeah, force blast. It'd be great.
It's a good show.
Spoiler if you haven't heard Baby Yoda's name. His official, his God-given, I guess, green god, whatever they are, is Grogu?
Grogu.
Grogu. So.
He was a student at the Academy during the Clone Wars.
Right.
And, yeah.
And made it out of the Purge. Right. And the Order 66 and all that. And yeah, he survived. So. And apparently now he's 50. So we've jumped ahead a few years from the start of season one. So
he was 50 before, didn't they?
He was 40 something when they put the bounty on him.
So he's been out for a while.
Yeah, he's been out for a while. So, all right. I have a couple. Thank you, everybody, for your listener questions this week, by the way. I have two did you see the stories this week? Usually this is where the show just goes downhill and depressing and drives you insane.
Not this week.
Not this week. As if 2020 couldn't get any more bizarre, a mysterious Space Odyssey-style metal monolith was discovered in a remote area of the Utah desert. While state workers were counting bighorn sheep from a helicopter, they spotted something out of place. A 12-foot-tall metal monolith had been installed in a very, very secluded area of rock. The Utah Department of Public Safety said the object was found in a very remote area of the desert, deliberately withholding its location to prevent people from attempting to visit. They said it is illegal to install structures or art without authorization on federally managed public lands, no matter what planet you're from. That's about the strangest thing I've come across out here in all my years of flying, said the actual helicopter pilot who's been doing it for decades. Told KSL in Salt Lake City. But then, ladies and gentlemen, the weaponized autism known as the 4chan hacker.
I'm glad you decided to run with that.
Discovered the location of it.
Yes, they did.
And they found out that it has been there for at least 4 years, unnoticed. But last night, Utah officials said the monolith is gone from the site. But they were not the ones that took it. If I see a monkey hit that with a leg bone, Hal, open the pod bay doors. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go through the airlock. So, what a weird, just weird.
It's cool.
It is cool. So, last story this week. The long-suffering residents of a small Australian or Austrian village are changing their name. The town of Fucking has confirmed that as of January 1st, the town will be known as Fugging. Fans of unusual place names have mourned the loss.
They should just still keep it Fucking.
Yep. That would be the tagline. Just fucking keep it.
just keep it. Or change the town to Married.
There you go.
Since you're not going to fuck anymore, you might as well just change it to Married.
There you go. All right. Vince, you got any final thoughts this week?
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Be grateful for what you have. That's kind of my final thought for this week. So.
Skeets didn't make your list.
Skeets did not make the list because little bastard knows how to get on top of the bed now if I have the chair turned wrong way.
Well, I hear him in the background.
So. Yeah, he's looking at hot dogs right now. So
my internet.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Next week, we'll probably be back to a normal type show, but we may not. I don't know. So, all right, Vince, I think we're done.
Wunderbar.